Now, on a buggy, the thing that the Tracys came back to in order to hook on is called the
Sangle Tree.
And in a wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to?
That was a double tree.
What would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it, and filling it up again?
Getting up his wood for the winter.
You pick up a heavy sack and you drag it across the yard, what might you be doing with it?
A sack.
Uh-huh.
Carrying the trash off.
But let's say you put that sack in your wagon, then what might you be doing?
You'd be loading the wagon with it.
Then you take it somewhere in your wagon, what would you call that?
Hauling off the trash.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You say, I tied a rope to it and
tried to pull it out of the way from across the road, but you probably would have to cut it in two with an axe.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to take that rope and tie it around it and you're going to pull it, it's going to come along real slow. It's going to what?
It'll break if it ain't a big, strong rope. That's called snaking a log.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody just walks down the road and they're just walking real slow, shuffling their feet. What might be another way that they're walking? Are they just going real slow and they're
just loafing along?
Loafing along. You ever say they're dragging along?
Dragging along or loafing along.
And if they drag their feet today, what would they do yesterday?
I don't know.
Yesterday he
drug them.
And for a long time he
dragging his feet.
For a long time, he is.
He has drug them.
Oh. Okay. What is the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
Well, you first take a turn plow and break the land.
What other things might you use later?
And then you use a one-horse single plow to lay off rows, some kinds of rows. And you'd use a Hayman stock a lot too.
What does it do?
Well, you'd put a shovel on it and lay off the rows. Whatever size shovel the crop needed, it will have bigger row fur you wanted. You'd put a shovel on that single stock, Hayman stock, to lay it off with.
Uncle Monk, if you were plowing on a hill, would there be any kind of a special thing you'd have to use?
Well, on hills you have to run the row with the curve of the hill.
Yeah. What do you call that?
On the contour.
After you plow, what do you use to break up the ground even finer?
Use a harrow, a disc harrow.